The time now is 20 minutes past 6. We continue with the day's top business news on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, turning our focus now to new requirements for JSE-listed companies. This says the JSE has incorporated the King 5 corporate governance into its listing requirements. This addresses criticism that it's been behind at the times when it comes to issues of remuneration and transformation. In particular, the often fraught area of remuneration will come under a brighter spotlight, and listed companies now have to publish a compliance report on their broad-based black economic empowerment status. JSE Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs, Ziona Jacobs, joins us on the line now. Welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you, Chumi Sang.
Ziona, talk us through the King 5 corporate governance framework. What is it all about?
So the King 4 corporate governance framework is just a framework that sets out parameters on how companies should be governed. What the JSE has done is looked at some of what comes out of King 4 and has incorporated some of the elements of it into our listings requirements. Now, the one that we have particularly looked at is one of the areas where the King 4 report suggests that the board should apply, the governing body, which is the board, should apply its mind on the age, gender, race of the governing body, which is the board of directors. And based on that, we've aligned that to what should happen at board level of a listed company. And what we've asked, the listings requirements ask for, is that the promotion of race diversity at board level.
Mm-hmm. How will that then be incorporated? Tell us in detail about what's required from the listed companies.
So first of all, the company has to develop a policy on how it's going to promote racial diversity at board level. What they will then be required to do is to publish that from the 1st of June 2018 when they make their results public. Their compliance to the JSE, this disclosure has to be made public. And then they will also have to demonstrate in succeeding years how they are complying with their policies. And this is done through putting this onto their website, publishing this on their website, as well as through the Stock Exchange News Service, the SENS announcement. So those are the two ways where all of us will then be able to see whether the company is actually complying with its, with the requirements and whether how they are tracking against their own policy.
What kind of reaction has been received so far about these new requirements?
So it's quite interesting how we deal with listings requirements and publishing new requirements. The Financial Markets Act requires us to consult with the market. So this would be with listed companies when we come up with new requirements. So the JSE, after November 2016, when the King 4 report was announced, we started working on these new requirements. Once the requirements were ready, we then went to the market and consulted with the market. They gave us input. The input was more around enhancements, as opposed to saying we are not interested or we don't think this is a good idea. So it was well received by the market. That then goes, those listings requirements with all the input we receive, goes to the Financial Services Board, which regulates the JSE. They then go for another public consultation round. After that round of consultations, we then get approval as the JSE to put this out as a listings requirement. So in general, once a listings requirement is published by the JSE to our listed companies, a number of consultations has taken place, and that means there's acceptance of by the market of what we are proposing.
Interesting. Thank you so much for your input, JSE Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs, Ziona Jacobs, discussing new regulations for listed companies on the JSE right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM.